Today is December 8th, supposed to be we celebrate the Immaculate Conception, Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, but we will be celebrating tomorrow, Immaculate Conception, because second Sunday of Advent is give priority to the Solemnity of Our Lady. So there are two kinds, but just to tell you also, it's not a holiday obligation. So you don't have to come, but if you want, it will be good. 8 o'clock is our Mass tomorrow, yeah, in the morning. And then in the evening, of course, we have our mission by Gina. There are two kinds of responses we learn from our Gospel and on the invitation of St. John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord. First, the response of the ordinary and poor people. They acknowledge their sins. They repented from their sins and were baptized by John. Let us imitate these humble people. This is the only way to heaven, just as the Israelites' land. So, like these humble people who received John's baptism of repentance, so we too should cross from being self-righteous to becoming redeemed sinners, baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire, empowered to live as children of God, living the new life in Christ. Second, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were the religious leaders at that time, they too went to see John. They were willing to prepare themselves for the coming of the kingdom of God, but they were not ready to change their hearts to be converted. They were in deep slumber of their self-righteousness. That is why the Baptist was very hard with them and used very harsh words, calling them brood of vipers, to wake them up. He warned them of being cut down like tree that fails to produce fruit, or being burned like chaff. St. John the Baptist does not know the term political correctness. When it concerns our salvation, we have to tell the truth as it is. As we say, call a spade a spade. Call out sinful actions as sin. Do not blame your genes or any other excuses. There are consequences of sin. We have to accept our sin, detest the sin, but love the sinner. Truth and love are inseparable. So always proclaim the truth with love. Always love in truth. Outside truth, there is no true love. John is not being vindictive toward the Pharisees. He is being merciful. He does not want the Messiah to arrive and find them unprepared. His urgent mission is to rescue them before it's too late, to show them how to receive God's great mercy. This mission continues as he warns us to beware of the poison of hypocrisy. More than 100 years ago, Our Lady of Fatima warned and pleaded for us through the three children to pray and offer sacrifices for conversion of sinners, to pray the Holy Rosary for peace in our hearts, peace in our families, and peace in our world. We have to heed the call of our Mother. The words of Saint John the Baptist and of our Blessed Mother are also valid for each one of us today. If we want the Lord to come into our hearts, if we want to be part of His kingdom, we must prepare the way. We must pray, repent, and do penance so that our hearts will be converted. As Saint John the Baptist said, produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, so that the Gentiles might glorify God in His mercy. as St. Paul instructed us in our second reading. Humility and openness to the will of God expressed in both spiritual and corporal works of mercy are examples of good fruit of a changed heart. Isaiah's prophecy tells us more about the Lord for whose coming we are preparing. The Lord will reconcile enemies and establish wonderful harmony in all creations. He will justly punish the wicked and show mercy to the lowly and the poor. He shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright for the lands afflicted. The Lord's coming is an occasion of joyful celebration. But if we remain fixed on our hypocrisy and self-centeredness, we have the reason to fear the Lord's justice. It's not one of fear, but of hope. St. Paul teaches us in our second reading, whatever was written previously was written for our instruction, that by endurance and by the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. God is rich in mercy. He is the source of all patience and encouragement. So let us humble ourselves and return to Him in the sacrament of confession, so that we may glorify God in His mercy. Usually on Advent season, we have additional, also on Lenten season, additional confessions, so it will be this coming Wednesday and the next Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. every night, so December 11th and December 18th. This is our additional confession, and also we have before the Mass, of course, Saturday, 3:30 to 5. May the Holy Spirit, through the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary, conceived without sin, help us who have recourse to her, so we may be able to choose the total trust in God, our Father. Amen. Let's stand together, we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made,